Good morning, everybody. Let's see the Mishnah, Lamed Amud Aleph. The second half of the Mishnah is easier than the first half. Because the second half we just spent time on yesterday. The top Mishnah, Lamed Amud Aleph, start from the second line. A man has a wall, and the wall to his front lawn borders on the street. People walk on the street, and he has kotzim in his wall. Not that I put kotzim in someone else's wall. Hamatnias ha kotzis ha schuchis in his own wall. Or is gidra bekotzim. He makes a fence around his front lawn with a barbed wire, with kotzim, so it's going to rip people's clothing. Or gedra shenafalushus rab. He had a wall that was there for 100 years, and it fell down. It collapsed. So it's his responsibility. He should see to it that he takes it down before it falls into the street and hurts somebody. So the Gemara, let's do that Gemara first, because we just did it yesterday. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, skip 10 lines in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah says, if you put kotzim and you put tzchuchias in your wall, and people cut their clothes, or they cut their body, that's the shaila. If it's midin bor, so bor is potter on kelim. If it's midin shor, so shor is chayv on kelim. So that was machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel is here on this daf, also on my Rav. Rav is here again, and that was on the previous daf. Where was that? The last line of Chav Chesam at Aleph. Amar Rav Yudah, my Rav, Loshan Tinfu Kelov. And this was in the first perek. It was we already had it a few times. That Rav is of the opinion, we don't pass like Rav here. Rav is of the opinion that Boro, Deleaf Kirin, who is Midin Shor, and Shor is Chayv on Kelim. Boro is only Potter on Kelim if it's Boro Daf Kirinim. Boro Deleaf Kirinim is his Shor, so it's Chayv on Kelim. So that's the Shiloh over here. He wasn't Mafke defense, and he was Matznir the coats in the school. Why is he Matznir? He plans to use it sometimes, the coats. He's not Mafke the coats in the schuches. So it's a borah d'loy afkirino. So Rav holds that it's chayv even on kelim because it's midin shor. So if I cut my beged, he would be chayv. And according to we don't passen like Rav. We passen like Shmuel that borah d'loy afkirino is also midin bor, not midin shor. Shor is hodlach hamazik, dark alelach hamazik. Bor is a mikshal, a takola. It sits there and I walk into it. So every bor, even borah d'loy afkirino, is only midin bor. And Boris Potter and Kalim, so it's only if I cut my arm, I cut my body, but if I cut my clothing, cut my jacket, then he won't have to pay. When we don't paskin like all these statements of Rav, this whole, the 10 lies that we didn't do yet, that we skipped over here, and the Rav on the previous daf, we don't paskin like that Rav, we paskin like Shmuel. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo shon ela mafriach. It says in the Mishnah that either I cut my begodim or I cut my arm when I was walking by his fence, and he has barbed wire, that's only mafriach. If the fence has jagged edges or has barbed wire that's sticking into the street a few inches in, so I'm walking next to the wall, walking next to the wall 2 inches away like normally, and I get cut, so then he's chayv al matzamtzim. But if he's careful, he has the kotzim and the schuchias don't protrude into the street. If people will walk up against the wall, then they'll cut themselves or they'll cut the begodim. But if they don't walk up against the wall, not. So Rabbi Yechon says, Mitzamtzeim is potter. Figmar, my time of potter. So first the Gemara had one on Choftes on the base that we ran through yesterday. First the Gemara gave one suggestion. Then the Gemara comes to the Maskana, gives the correct shot. So the incorrect, the original suggestion was, there are a few issues by Bor. One issue we just reviewed, Rabbi Shmuel Hava Machlegs Bor Deleaf Kirinu. So Rav holds a sheet that we don't accept. Rav holds that Borah Delav Kirinim Midin Shor, and it is Chayv on Kelim. We don't accept that. Shor is Holuch HaMazik. And a Borah is a Mikshol, a Takola, sits there, and I walk into it. So every Borah, even Borah Delav Kirinim, is Midin Borah, not Midin Shor, and you put them on Kelim. That's one issue. Then there's another issue that Rashi said, yesterday we spent time on it. Rashi says, on Chav Tesam and Aleph, he refers you to Mem Tesson and Beis Azmach Pligi Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Akiva about a person digs a bore in the middle of the street. It's not his. The Chumash says Shalem Shalem Bal HaBor. Bal HaBor Yishalem. Balabor means the one who owns the bor and didi maminis, or the one who made asiyas hamazik is called the balabor. So there was an opinion that if you dig a bor in the middle of the mishus haram, you're not chayv. And we don't accept that shita. We paskin halachik kistam mishnah. That's the gemara on the bottom here. On chav tesam and base on the bottom. V'ham rab yechanan, second line from the bottom, halachik kistam mishnah snan. The mishnah says, chayv bor mishus haram, chayv. Normal. Kiv tachish bor means in the middle of the street. That balabar doesn't have to be dafke in the balabar and didimam. Balabar asiyas hamazik is also chayv. That's how we paskin. There are two kinds of balabar. Balabar is either asiyas hamazik makes you the balabar, or balabar is that it belongs to you. Let's say I own a farm, and here's the street. The people have a right to walk in the street. I make a bor, mamish, I dig a bor right on the edge of the Rishus HaRabim. So that's also a machlokes in the Gemara. He makes a bor right next to the Rishus HaRabim. So is he chayv or not? So there was an opinion. That was the first pshat that the Gemara gave. Why did Rabbi Yechanan say, Lo shanu ela mafriach, abel metzamtzem lo? My timer here. Take a look on Chav Tes on the base, the third wide line. Aber mit Samson Potter, mit Samson my time at Potter, why is he Potter? Martha, la mishum da habi le bor b'shusay. That was the original pshat, that's rejected. What do you mean bor b'shusay? I dig a bor, I own this field. And here's the street where the people have right. They have no right to walk on my field. But when they walk in the street, I dug a bor mamish on the edge of the b'shusay. So if someone is walking innocently, and he just steps a half a step off from the b'shusay ram, he's going to fall into the bor. So can I taina? I don't have to pay. Like tucha b'shusi, my boy. Who told you to? Let's say you take your shore into my rishus hayochid, and my shore kills your shore. So I'm not chayiv. I'm not chayiv. Karen b'chatzah hamazik. Shemereg b'chatzah hamazik. The mazik is not chayiv to pay tucha b'shusi, my boy. So here also, who told you to fall into my bor? So if I dig a bor in the middle of my rishus hayochid, for sure. The walkway for the Rishus HaRabim is over here. I dig a bar over here, Mushagas. I dig a bar in the middle. So I have to watch the members of my family. My children shouldn't fall in. The little children shouldn't fall in and get hurt. But the B'nai Rishus HaRabim, if someone walks from the Rishus HaRabim, goes over here and he falls in, of course I'm not chayv. The Shad is, what if I dig a bar mamish on the edge of the Rishus HaRabim? Or I put up a fence and I have kotzim and I have schuchias there. But if the guy's not going to lean on my wall, he's not going to hurt himself. So it's my wall. So do I have a taina to say that the bor b'shusi is not chayv? So first the Gemara thought that that's the reason why Rabbi Yechanan holds that yepater. He's only chayv if mafriach, if it's sticking into the b'shus haram. The jagged edge is protruding a few inches into the street. That's going to cut the people who are walking there normally. But it's not protruding, so a bor b'shusa is potter. Then the Gemara doesn't think that that's right. No, bor b'shusa is chayv. If I dig over here, I'm the balabor, and it is a michshol. The people are walking in the street, someone may fall in. It is a michshol for the bar. If I dig a bor in the middle of my rishus, and someone meanders in, so I'm not chayv to pay. But I dig a bor mamish on the edge, I will be chayv. Why? Because I'm the balabor. I'm the balabor. Let's say I dig a bor the middle of my rishus, then I'm mafke the whole thing. I give the b'nei rishus haram the right to come. So now I'm not the balabor in the sense of dinim amenis. I was mafke the whole field, so I'm not the. It says balabor yishalem. I'm neither the we paskin balabor yishalem is either the balabor asiyas hamazik, even if he digs in the middle of rishus harabim, or the balabor if he owns it, he's the balabor. Here he's mafkir, he digs a bar in the middle of the rishus, so that's not called asiyas hamazik. There's no asiyas hamazik. It's asiyas hamazik for his children, but it's not a michshol for the b'nei rishus harabim. And then he's mafkir the whole farm. So he shouldn't be chayv at all. So the Gemara says later on that he is chayv. The answer is the act of hafkara is asiyas hamazik. If he's mapka the whole thing, and now the b'nei b'shus rabim have a right to go, so the act of hafkara is the asiyas hamazik.
Isn't it a hefker rishus of low borrow? I mean, aren't you not being mapka? Like, isn't a hefker rishus of low borrow, and therefore you could still be somewhat of an owner?
If he's only mafke the rishus and not mafke the bor, then he's mamish the balabor. Indeed, mamish, he's the balabor. What if it's the gemara has a machlekes? So one opinion, even hefke rishus or uboro is also chayiv. Why? Because he holds that the act of hafkara is dasiyas hamazik. By being mafkerit, he just made it into a michshol for the b'nei rishus rab. Kozman, the farm belongs to me, and I dig a bor in the middle, so there's not asiyas hamazik. But once I mafke the whole thing, that makes it into asiyas hamazik.
That's like the Rashi that we saw earlier that said that on Daf Chav Ches that said that Rav would hold that Bor Shechai Lo Torah is Hefker Rishus or Ubor. But Tosa said that wouldn't be Chai. So that the other
one?
That what?
Hefker Rishus or Ubor is not equivalent to Bar Rishus or Rav.
It's not.
He says
that the Hafkara is not called asiyas hamazik.
And that's Rashi and Tosa was on Chav Ches.
And the Gemara is beferish like Tosfos, not
so
against Rashi.
So the Gemara on the Afnun, that's what Rebbe is referencing. Did it ever beferish say a case of Hefker Rishus or Uboro?
I don't remember.
I thought I thought it only talked about Hefker Rishus.
We got to take a look. I remember. We got to take a look. So let's say, I dig a bore on the edge of my property over here. So there was one opinion, the Bar B'Shusa is Potter. Like Tucha B'Shusa in my boy. You took your behemoth into my B'Shusa, my behemoth killed it. Or you took your Paris into my B'Shusa, Paris Echa B'Shusa. You bring your Paris into my backyard without permission, and my behemoth eats it up. So I'm not Chayiv. There's a P'Shias HaNizik over there. So who told you to come in? So that's one opinion over here, that Bar B'Shusa is Potter. But we don't pass like that. If you dig the bor on the edge of the Rishus HaRabim, we pass on that it is a michshol, it is asiyas hamazik. So what's taka the reason for Rabbi Yechanan? So Gemara says the real reason for Rabbi Yechanan, why does he hold only b'mafriach and b'mitzamtim is not chayv? So it's not because bor b'shus is potter. That's bor b'shus is potter means I dig a bor in the middle of the Rishus. Dig a bor on the edge of the Rishus HaRabim, it would be chayv. It is a michshol. Gemara says the reason why Rabbi Yechanan says that if it's mitzamtzim, it's not mafriach, you're not chayv, because in darkness, what is it? In darkness of medad, mischachek b'ksol. That's the reason why. It's not a michshol. The fence, if I dig a bor on the ground right on the edge of the hiluch harabim, that is called asiyas habor. It is a michshol. But if I make a fence, since it's not normal for people to walk up leaning against the fence, they're going to get their clothing dirty. So even if they get cut or their beggar gets cut, the guy is not chayv. That's the real reason. Rashi has a lashon on the bottom of Chavtes on the base. And this guy who is walking so close, mamish leaning against the fence, v'huzak mishunahu. What do I mean mishunahu? It's probably a misprint. It probably should say Mishanahu. The Gemara says, "Kol Mishana Ba'acha V'Shina Ba'Potter." Whenever the Pshias HaNizik is Gorim the Hezik, then the Mazik is not Mechuyif to pay. It's like Hezik as Hatzmo. So probably it's a misprint in Rashi. Probably should say Mishanahu. We should look. All the Gemaras after the Vilna edition are all going to say the same thing. We have to get an old Gemara.
So the Tosos says that Yisod doesn't apply to Adam HaMazik. This is
Here, the Adam HaNizik.
Right. Okay.
The Adam HaNizik was Pshias Atzma. So that's the final maskana. The Havamin on the bottom of Chavtes HaMebeis was that Bar B'Shusa is Potter. The Bar B'Shusa is Potter. And the maskana is that's not necessarily the correct Pshat. The real Pshat is that in Darkness Shmarah Mischacha B'Ksolim, so it's not called if it's mitzamtzim, it's not called a michshol for the normal people. And if the guy's going to be mischachek b'gzolim, that's called a mishana b'racha b'shina boy. That you're not chayv. That's pshias anizik v'zgorim nehezik, you don't have to pay. Shai. Then the Gemara quotes a tesefta. Let's see again. Laman amad aleph. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, hamatznia kotzos v'zchulias tochosu shol chaveroi. That doesn't appear in the Mishnah. Mishnah talks a person, the balachotza has a geder, he has a fence around it, and he puts kotzim and schuchiyos in his own fence. This Bryce is in the story. He puts coats and mischuchias in someone else's fence. So what's the din? Then the Baal Kosel decides to knock down the fence. And then he knocks down the fence and he sees that there are bricks there. So he takes the bricks, he can use them to build another fence or whatever, he throws them in the garbage. But the kotzim and the schuchios, he's not the one to put it. So he leaves that in the middle of the street. Someone comes and they cut their feet. They're walking barefoot and they cut their feet over there. So it says in the Braisa, Chayiv Hamatznia, the one who left it there is Chayiv Mitambor. The only time the Braisa is correct, the din is correct, is if it's an old koisel and it's Aymed Listira any day. So the one who left his koitzim and schuchi is there should know that it's not going to stay like this forever. It's going to be for a very brief amount of time is going to be there. The Baal HaKosel is probably going to knock down the Kosel because the Kosel is holding by falling down. It's going to be condemned by the fire department. It's going to have to take it down. So when he left his Kotzim and Schuchias in the Kosel, that's V'lo Yishmerenu. That's like you dig a bar b'shusarab and you didn't put a lid on the bar. Chayiv HaMatznia. The guy's Nochamo, so what do you say? Lo shana wele, when do you say the matzniya is chayiv ele b'koser? It's oimed lihi soser. Abel koser bari, but if it's a very, it looks like the fence is going to last for another 20 years, then the Baal HaKosel decides to knock down the fence. So then, you can't say that there's shias Baal HaSchuchis. The matzniya is potter, because he thought the koser is going to be a mokam amshtameh for the kotzim, and the schuchias for another 25 years, no one's going to get hurt. So if it's a kosel bari, a matzniya potter, because he really did a shmir, v'chayiv bala kosel, the bala kosel, when he knocks down the wall, he's now responsible for it. Good. Amar Avinu Zosamer is based on this comment of Rabbi Yechanan, that it's a difference between a kosel bari and a kosel ra'ua. It should come out the following din. A machasa boro, a person digs a bor in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, or he digs a bor right next to the Rishus HaRabim, so also chayiv. But then he puts a kisui on the bor, but the kisui he puts is not his, kisui belongs to someone else. A machasa boro b'dol yishol chaveiro, he puts a cover, a bucket, or he puts a lid that belongs to someone else. The owner of the bucket comes and he takes it away, and he realizes that by taking away, he's taking off the lid from the bar, he's making asiyas hamazik. So he says, no, he's pata. Chai balabor, the one who takes away his deli that the other one had no right to put to cover the bar, is not chayiv. He had the right to take it away. Why? So he says it based on this brisa, based on the chilek that Rabbi Yechanan just made. That what if it's a bor, again, if it's a koisel bari, then it's a good shmira that I leave the kotzim and the schuchias in the koisel. If it's a koisel ra'uba, then it's not a good shmira. So just like over there, a koisel ra'uba is not a good shmira. So the one who the matzniya is chayiv when he leaves the kotzim and the schuchias in the koisel, hiding it in the koisel is not like a shmira, not like a lid on the bor, because he knows that the bala koisel is probably going to knock down the koisel very soon. So the same over here, I use someone else's deli to cover my koisel. I had no right to do that in the first place. So therefore, my bor is not mishumer. So when the bal hadli comes and he walks off with it, So I'm responsible. I made a bar and I didn't do a good shmir. So the Gemara said, Pshita, why does he say based on the Rabbi Yechanan's distinction between Kosel Ra'ua and Kosel Bari? Zoso Meris, based on this, he can say this. Freg di Gemara, it's Mamish Hainu Hach. That's where Rashi writes, I think, no? Rashi says, Pshita, he, Mayashmina Rabin, it's exactly the same thing. Everything more, it's not exactly the same. There's room to distinguish. Ma'u detema, when I have a kosel ra'ua and I knock it down, the kosel has been ra'ua for the last 20 years. So I should really should knock it down because it's going to fall down and going to hurt somebody. So if I have a kosel ra'ua and I knock it down and I see, and then I start taking the bricks and throwing them out or putting them away in my garage, going to reuse the bricks. Then I see kotz mezchuchis over there. So it's not my, I don't know who put them in. I don't know who hid kotz mezchuchis in my kosel. So the Gemara says, ma'uritema, there I understand. When the Baal HaKosel knocks down the Kosel Ra'ua, he's not mechuyev to go notify the Baal HaSchuchis. You better take care of your Schuchis. How is he supposed to know who the Baal HaSchuchis is? He doesn't know who put... He can't be modia him. He doesn't know who put the Schuchis. Abel Hocha, I come, and I see that someone dug a bore in his Rishus, and he stole my Dali, and he put it on top of the bore. So I know who the Baal HaBor is. The guy who owns that field is the Baal HaBor. So I want to take away my dli, I want to use it for my purposes, but I can ring on his doorbell and tell him, I'm taking away the dli, better watch your bor, better put a shmira. So Aval Hocha, the Yodale, he knows who the Baal HaBor is. It's in his field. Havale lo duye, one can argue the point today, it's not the same. When I take away my dli, maybe that's called Kiyiv Tachish Bor. I made Asiyas HaMazik over here because I didn't notify the Baal HaBor. So Kamash Malon, Rabbeinu says no. Zos Ameris, based on what Rabbi Yechanan said, the chilek between Kosel Bar and Kosel Ra'ua, you can extend it over here. The din is the same. Sure. Then the Gemara says, what are you supposed to do if you have kotzim in Schuchios? So they have garbage collection today. What's the problem? So in the days of the Gemara, obviously they didn't have any garbage collection. Today you pay taxes, so the taxes goes for purifying the water and garbage collection what else, fixing the highways, fixing the streets, and to have parks with that there should be trees, making fresh air, flowers. What else do they do? You have museums. The majority of the people in the city want to have museums, want to have public schools. We don't use the public schools, we send our children to the yeshiva, but the rov of the people in New York City want public schools, so even the miyot have to pay whatever the rov wants, and it's a reasonable and it's normal. So then everyone, we all have a din of shutfim. In the days of the Gemara, the government didn't provide anything, so the taxes just went to enrich the government. But as Manan said, the taxes are different halacha. So they don't have any garbage collection. So where are you going to be matznir the kotzim and the schuchias? Gemara says the tzaddikim, the chasidim arishayim, used to bury them in the ground, mamiklahem gimel tfochim, deep in the ground, kadei shelo ta'akev hamachresha. When you're going to plow the field, shouldn't come up again. Tosis corrects it. Shelo ta'akev hamachresha means that if I'm going to bury the kotzim in the tzchuchios too high in the ground, I won't be able to do a good job on plowing later on. So I won't do a good job. Mean it. It's my concern for myself, said Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi. No, it's my concern not to be mazik the other people. Chassidim Rishonim used to bury it mamikim lahem deeper than three tefachim. Not only for this personal reason, I won't be able to do a good job plowing. No, if I'm going to plow, it's going to take it up and going to make a bore again. The kotzim and the tzchuch is going to come out again. It's going to be a bore, and people are going to get hurt on it. So Tosis corrects the Gemara. According to the Shalm is a little better. Not just the Chassidim Arishan, they're worried about halacha. It's not some worry about the farming. You have to see to it that you should be able to plow. The Chassidim who are worried, Haiman the Boyle Mem Chassidim Kai Mili Dinizik. So that part of the Gemara we do understand. Okay, a little bit. That part we learned most of it yesterday. We just Chazor. Yeah. What's the first part of the Gemara? First part of the Gemara goes on the first part in the Mishnah, the first line. How does a person get hurt? What, he drowns in the water? He drowns. What happened over here? So Pashab Shat, when it's wet, it's slippery, and he slips and then he falls. And he falls and he breaks, he gets a concussion. He gets hurt when he bangs himself on the ground. So that's a machlokes later. Rashi told us before, here the Rashi on the top of Chav Chesan days. That was also Rav speaking over there. Rashi, the last line in the Gemara, Chav Chesan and Allah, going over to Amin Beis, Omar Rav is speaking. So Rashi writes, on the top of Chav Chesem Beis. Rabbi Letaimei, Rabbi Zilashita Sod, Amar Lekamon, Daf Nunam Beis, there's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. When the Torah says if you dig a bar in the middle of the Shusram, someone falls in and he gets killed, so we say, if an Adam gets killed, the Balabar doesn't pay kofer. But it doesn't apply, it says, so it's talking that the animal died or the person died. The din of Shorvel Adam doesn't apply if he's Huzak. If the person is Huzak, the Balabar does have to pay. So the Gemara has a machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, how is he Huzak? I dig a bar, so someone falls in and he bangs himself, he gets all bruised. He bangs himself against the floor of the bar or the walls of the bar on the side. So the question is, but that's karka olam hizikasai. So the one who dug the bar should only be a grum of ben hizikin. So why is he chayb? So that's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. So Rav holds like that. That bar shechiyah v'lav Torah is only lahavloi v'loi lachavatai. If he falls into the bar and then he bumps himself, the chavote on the floor of the bor, the walls of the bor, is grama minizik and his potter. The only time the bor is chayv on nizke odom is if he was injured because of the hevel. So we don't understand what that means. What hevel? I don't know. We don't pass him like Rav. We pass him like Shmuel. The bor shechiyah v'lav Torah is both lahavloi or lachavote. Either we don't understand what havla means. I don't know what it means. But lechavata we understand, so we don't paskin like Rav on that. We paskin like Shmuel. So here, the Mishnah sounds like a shofech b'am shusam huzik b'amacher huzik b'amacher. He slipped on the water, then he bangs himself. He has a chavata on the karka olam. So Rav holds that karka olam hizikos is only grama minizik and his potter. You're not chayv. So Rav is forced into interpreting. Omar Rav, no, the mayim made the hezik. How can the mayim make a hezik unless I drown? If I drown, I'm dead. So, shovel adam, you don't pay kofer. So, what do you mean? So he says, no, the water. I'm wearing a very fancy beged, and the beged got ruined because of the dirty water. They don't have any cleaners. They don't know how to clean it. So he says, Omar Rav lo shana wala nitnu fukela b'mayim. The mayim made the hezek. Abul hu atzma pata because kakolam hezekosa. That's Rav l'taimei, like Rashi said on the previous daf. On the top of Chav Chesem Beis, Rabbi Taimei, that he holds lahavlo v'lo lachavata, because the chavata is a karko elam. Aye, but there's a din chamor v'lo kelim. So if his begodim got ruined, nitnu for kelav, his begodim got ruined, or he had some kind of he had a big puddle over there, and the guy fell, and he was carrying some kind of an electronic device, and the motor got ruined in the water. It says, make sure you don't immerse it in the water, it's going to get ruined. So it got ruined in the water. What happened to the din? Chamor v'lo kelim. So this again, Rav l'shitasa, we don't paskin like either of these things. We paskin like Shmuel. The bor d'olaf kerinu is also midin bor, not midin shor, and it's potar kelim. So Rav has everything different, his whole religion. It's a different religion. He holds chamor v'la kelim only applies by borad af kirinu. Borad af kirinu yichayv on kelim because it's midin shor. And he says if the odom slips on the mayim and he bangs himself, is karkolim is because we don't paskin like that either. We paskin that's chayv midin bor lahavlo or lahavote, either one or the other. So this is Rav. This is Rav from before. We had already Rav a few times. So Rav has this different shita. Frag the Gemara, Kashem, Omle Rav Huna l'Rav. Why does he assume that Karka Olam Hizikosai? Because he understood if the Odom slips on the water because it's slippery, and then he bangs himself, he hurts himself, so that he bangs himself on the Karka Olam Hizikosai. So Rav Huna asks Akasha. Rav Huna is a Talmud. So he asks Akasha to Rav Lo Yehei Ela Kirifsho. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, if the person pours water in the Rishus HaRabim and the water is Misarev with the offer, there's a lot of offer in the street. They didn't have paved streets. They didn't have cement like we have in Europe. In Europe, you go to the villages. They still have dirt streets. They don't have paved streets. So it's nasa tit bishalohu, has to be shalohu. If it's afkirinu, then it's bor, and the bor is not chayiv on kelim. So it must be the lo afkirinu. That's what Rav says. It must be the lo afkirinu, says chayiv on kelim. So Ravuna asked Makasha, so what do you say, karkolim hizikosai? But if he's not mafkirit, we're talking about a case that he's not mafkirit. So if the water joins together, is misarev with the offer of an asa tit, so the whole thing is shalom. So a person could get hurt in the tit. So why don't you just say that he got hurt? Well, you have to say that the begodim got ruined from the water. Say that the person hurt himself in the tit. I don't understand how you can hurt yourself in tit when the tit turns into cement and then you bang yourself on the cement. That I understand. That's chavata. But just mud can ruin clothing. How can mud hurt a person? I don't understand. So that's what the Gemara asked Akasha. So the Gemara says, Misav is the Lotama Maya. Rab answers him, you think that the Pshat in the Mishnah is that the water blended together with the offer and it turned into tit. No, we're talking about a case, but it's tamamai. All the water got absorbed in the ground, and it's just most of the water got absorbed in the ground. It didn't develop any tit, and therefore you cannot say that pshat. Rav is forced into saying that the begodim got ruined, not that the person got hurt. There's not such a case. Freg de Gemara, but Rav already said the same pshat on the previous Mishnah. He said the same thing. It's talking about the begodim got hurt. The exact same pshat on Chav Chesam and Aleph, that he interprets both Mishnah saying the same thing, that Borah Doleh Afkirinu is Chai Midin Shor, which we don't accept. Chai Midin Shor and Yechai Van Kelim Abot. When you need two Mishnah is telling you the same thing. And for the Gemara, Chorim Mois Acham and Chorim Mois Akshamim, we need both. Why? There's a din you're not allowed to make a Michshol in the Rishus HaRabim. You're not allowed to dig a bore in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim. What's the avera of digging a bore in the Rishus HaRabim? That's an avera deraisa, an avera derabanan. What's the avera to dig a bore in the Rishus HaRabim? Probably an eisa deraisa, no? Tosasim damim beveisecha, you got to make a michshol in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim. Probably an eisa deraisa. So b'mois hakshamim, that it's pouring anyway, so there's nothing wrong if I throw a little extra water in the street. I throw some more water. Everybody knows in the winter time is always flooding. So it happens to be that day there's no flooding. There's just the street is wet. So he makes a big flood. He throws a lot of water. But Moisak Shamim, you're allowed to. Kolelu Shomer Poskim Bevesem Gervin Say Moisak Shama Bemoisak Shamim Yeshlam Rishus. You're permitted. There's no Issa Bemoisak Shamim. Bemoisak Shama, you're not allowed to make a takola. But even though Bemoisak Shamim, there's no avera, it's permissible. However, im hiziku chayovim l'shalom. We know that there's an isa shalola hazik, and then there's a chiyuv tashlumin. There's a gemara in the second perek in Bava Basra. The gemara proves from Mishnah or Brisa, I forgot already. So samer is grubba ben hizikin osir. We paskin grubba ben hizikin is potter, but even though it's potter, there's no chiyuv to pay adam amazik, but grubba ben hizikin is osir. Not only is it also to be mazik beidaim, it's also to be gurim. Hezik also. So sometimes you have an isa lahazik and you're not chayv to pay. And sometimes there's no isa lahazik. Be moisak shamim, it's permissible. Go from morasim. Poskim be v'sem, you're allowed to make a flood in the street. Because everybody knows all winter long, usually there are floods. So here there's no isa, but there is a chayv to pay. The isa Shlo lahazik and the chiyuv to pay don't necessarily always go together hand in hand. Sometimes you have there's no isa and there's a chiyuv to pay. There's a din ein onesh melam kei mazhirin. You can't give an onesh aguf of malchus amisa elam kei mazhirin doesn't mean unless they warn you. That's what the teacher says in elementary school. I'm warning all the students and ein onesh melam kei mazhirin. So that's not what it means. What it means you can't give an onesh aguf. The teacher doesn't hit the students. It just gives them a zero. That's the rule doesn't apply over there. Ein onesh melam kei mazhirin means you can't give an onesh aguf on misa malchus unless the person violated a loy sese, an azara. Azara sese lav shma azara. Has to be an azara is lav. So Tosis in the first perik in Makkos points out that Mishnah, Shaloi Hashem hamvin le dei malchus, mevin le dei tashlumin. In order to be chayv to pay tashlumin, you do not have to have violated an aver. even if you didn't do any aver at all. Usually there is an aver. Usually there's an aver not to steal. So if you stole, you pay kefal, dalabahei. There's an iser not to be mazik. That's what all of the svarim start writing on the first page of Baba Kama. Where? What is the source? Where is the makom chumash that there's an iser lahazik? But there clearly is an iser lahazik. You have to go fish around. So they actually thought that the iser lahazik is the pasuk of l'samar adam reyecho. So l'samar adam reyecho, we usually interpret they not let stand by idly when another person's life is in danger. You have to, a person is drowning, or the person is going to die, and you can save him. So l'saman adam reyecha. So the Sifro says on that pasuk, l'saman adam reyecha. Either the person is drowning, you're a lifeguard, you know how to save him, or there's a river is going to flood your next door neighbor's field, and you can put a dam there. You can do something to prevent it from happening. So the Sifro seems to understand damim tarti mashma has a double meaning. Damim means mammon, and damim means his life. So the saman adam rechei, not allowed to stand by idly and watch the way the river is flooding the shochen's field. Even that's an isa. So if you're mazik be'adayim, is certainly included in the saman adam rechei. That's what Rabbi Soloveitchik thought. On the first daf and the first mishnah in Baba Kama, what's the isa lahazik? But there is an isa. But in order to be chayv to pay mitam adam amazik or mitam niskim aman, you don't have to have violated shalei Hashem hamavin l'day makas mavin l'day tashlumin. In order to be chayv malkas amisa, you have to have violated some aver. In order to be chayv tashlumin, you do not have to have violated any averet. Afal pisha bishus. There's no isa lahazik. In mizika chayav l'shan, it's possible. And they said, by grama ben zikan is fakir. Zosim is grama ben zikan osir, and you're not chayv to pay.
The case
of the Nahor, isn't that a case in Eilat Metzias of Hashavas Aveda when
there's a river flooding in front of
his
field
where
you have to
chiyuv
to stop?
What? Okay, both Alav and an essay. Alav and Samar Adarmech is Alav and Hashavas Aveda is an essay. Hashavas Mamono. Yeah. So the Gemara says that's why you need two Mishnayos. One Mishnah goes by Mois Hachama when he violated the Issa Lahazik. And the fact that it's an extra Mishnah repeats the exact same din, Tarti Lomali, is to tell you even if it's Mimois Hakshamim and there's no Issa Lahazik, he didn't violate the Issa, still have to pay. Good. Good enough. So it's not bad. This Amud is not so bad. What's the next Mishnah on the bottom? Amotzi Estibna Bekashal Ushusaram Nizvolim. You allowed to do that? The guy puts Tevin Bakash in the street. For what purpose? People should walk on it. Behemoth should walk on it so it should get softer. Then the behemoths are going to be matal glolim on it. And at the end of a month, he's going to leave it there for 30 days. So at the end of a month, it's going to be much more valuable than it was originally because this would serve as fertilizer. This rotten stuff that's full of tzoya and so on, this is going to serve as fertilizer. Is it permissible to leave it in the street? So the Gemara says, that when Yeshua ben Nun divided Eretz Yisrael l'shvatim, Amanas kein hilchol Yeshua es ha'oretz. The Gemara has later in Baba Kama in Merubah. The Gemara has different takonas that Yeshua ben Nun made at the time that he divided Eretz Yisrael. All the takonas are indeed imaminous. You shouldn't think that Shevet Zvulun has this area and Shevet Yisach has that area, and no one can touch their area. No, we're making a little bit hefker bezin. So one of the takonas, I think, in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, that you have a right to, I forgot already, you have a right to build sukkahs in the middle of the street. There was a period of time that they allowed people because of Hefke Bezen. So what? This is one of the takonas. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Gemara quotes a brisa, right after the Mishnah, the second line after the Mishnah, the Tanya says it's a Tosefta in Bav Metzia. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Tanah Rabbi Yehuda says, "B'shasa tzoz volim, a certain season of the year, odemotzi zivlo l'b'shusra mitzorva shloshim yom, he's permitted to leave it there for 30 days. He leaves it for more than 30 days, then kol hakodim zocha, you have a right to grab it. But if he leaves it there for up until 30 days, that's permissible. Why? He's putting a michshol in the middle of the b'shusra. So just like I'm permitted to dig a board, I own the whole farm. I'm allowed to dig a bar in the middle of my Rishus HaYochid. It's not a michshol. It's a michshol for my children. It's not a michshol for the rabbin, for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim. So here also, Hefke bezna hefke. So they said, b'shas ha'tzazvon, there's a certain season of the year where there's flooding anyway in the street, I guess. It's not so clean anyway. Winter time, probably. So then they allow you, up until 30 days, you're allowed to be moitzi your tivna v'kasha l'shus harabim. V'tzovah koshlam, k'day she'hi nisha v'ragla v'ragbe, amaras k'enich l'shus ha'aretz, hefke bezna hefke. So it's not considered as if you're putting your tivna v'kasha in someone else's v'shus. They made it hefke, when they get to this, they made hefke. So the Mishnah seems to contradict Rabbi Yehuda, no? Mishnah Amotzi has tibna b'kash v'sam z'bon v'huzik b'amach ha'chai ben iska. Why is it chai ben iska? It didn't do anything wrong. Didn't do anything wrong. So the way we just said before, we said on the top of Tarti Lomali, according to Rav, why do you need two Mishnah say the same thing? Umar answers, Chodim Mois ha'cham, Chodim Mois ha'cham, and D'tanya. You shouldn't think that since in the winter it's muta, poskin b'v'sam, go from Arvassam, it's also... In the winter, the streets are always flooded. But every so often today, the street is not flooded. It's wet. So if it's not flooded today, why is it permissible to be post can be the same girl from the same? The answer is Hefke Bezna Hefke. The Bezna gave permission. Maybe it's also Yeshua Benun. I don't know. It's a Rishus Bezna. Hefke Bezna Hefke. They gave me permission. It's like I'm making a flood of my own Rishus. So they were Mafke, the Rishus Arabim, for whoever needs to do this. Poskim be v'sem, the garfim be v'sem. So despite the fact that you didn't do anything wrong, afal pisha b'shus, imizikach hayom l'shalom. So that's the issue over here. Amotzi tibna b'kash al v'shus harabim says, v'zma macha chaya bin iskai. Spregding more, why is he chaya bin iskai? But he didn't do anything wrong. The Tanya, lema masisin like Reb Yehuda. Should I say the Mishnah is against Reb Yehuda? Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir. Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir, okay. So it could be it's not like Reb Yehuda. Lema, should I say the Mishnah contradicts Reb Yehuda? Reb Yehuda says it's mutter. The Gemara says no. I feel the time Reb Yehuda. My the Reb Yehuda shem hizik mishalei mashe hizik. Right? Same as we said before. Kolel sham even in moisak shamim that it's gorfim be or seim a poskim be or seim, but in mizik hayam l'sham. So that's a repeat on the bottom of the yamin, the same as on the top of the yamin. Yechayv l'shalom, even though he said hefke bez nefke, and there was no iser in the first place, is not he didn't violate the iser lahazik, but if a hezek occurs, he's chayv to pay. Shrek de Gemara, is that true? That Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though he didn't violate an iser, he's still chayv to pay. I b'hat tanan, we have a mishnah later in the end of our kainas. Person has a shop and he wants customers to come at night also. He wants to make money. In the daytime the sun is shining so that people can find his store. Nighttime you can't see anything, so we have lampposts. We have our lights all over New York. They didn't have any lights. So the guy has a big torch in front of his store that people should be able to come and shop at night. So if he leaves the torch and then another guy's gonna come with a camel with a package of pishtan on the back of the camel, and he left his torch in the front, and then the torch causes all the pishtan to burn. Then the other guy doesn't realize that the camel driver doesn't realize all the pishtan caught fire. He didn't see what happened, and he goes further, and then the fire that the pishtan caught flame from the Balach Hanus's flame from his torch burns down the next Hanus. So it says that the one who left the fire in the street is Chai Mishamesh, because the camel rider is like a Ruach Metzuyah. You should realize that people are going with behemoths at night also, and it will spread the fire. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, B'nei Chanukah Patim B'nei Shehu B'shus. If you leave in Chanukah, you're not allowed to leave in flames in the street. You're not allowed to leave a torch in the street, not in the daytime, not in the nighttime, because it's a Dabra Mazik. But Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah on Nichal Pesach Beisam Mibachutz. You're not supposed to light the Ner Chanukah inside. You're supposed to light it outside. Why don't we tell him light it outside higher than all the camels? The camels only go till 10 feet. How high do camels go? 8 feet, okay, something like that. So light the Ner Chanukah at 10 feet. Omar says no. If you leave it l'mayla me'esher mami, you're not yotzei. And then the Gemara says it's a mitzvah on nichal teich hasorat tefachim also. He wants to do the Bala Chanus, wants to do the mitzvah min hamufchas. He lights the Ner Chanukah toch asor tfachim. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yudah Amar b'nei Chanukah patan neishu b'shus. My la mishum b'shus bezni. See, whenever there's hefker bezna hefker, and there's no isa lahazik, so then Rabbi Yudah says, there's no chiyuv tashlumin. We don't paskin like that. We paskin kalei l'shamu. But it would appear that Rabbi Yudah disagrees, because Rabbi Yudah, the Mishnah in the end of Akonis quotes Rabbi Yudah that Matei Shehu Bishus, my love, means Bishus Bezin. Whenever he didn't violate an Isa, it was Behet the Gomer, he wasn't over the Isa Mazik, then you don't have to pay. So the Gemara says, no, Bishus Mitzvah is different, means you're Mechuyiv to do that. Mechuyiv to do that. But if he just didn't violate an Isa, Rabbi Yudah will also agree to the Brisa before, that you are chayiv to pay.
Just to confirm, when we say hefker mitzvah and hefker removes the iser, so we're assuming it's derabban, it's hamamar yamamar, but if it's, we're dealing with an iser deraisa, so it's that I'm basically giving everyone rishus, so they all have a claim of, you know, what are you doing in my rishus, and something
yeah.
along those lines.
It's like I make a fire in my own house, so you can't tell me I'm not doing anything wrong.
What are you doing in my rishus?
Yeah, so here I make the fire in the middle of the street. I put the bor in the middle of the street. How am I putting a bor? It's like putting a bor in my own rishus. They made hefker bezna hefker, so it's not that it belongs to the public. It belongs to me. I have the right to leave the poskim b'vaseim. I have the right to leave the esh there. So the Gemara says no. When Rabbi Yudah says mipnei shehu b'rishus, he didn't mean my love. He probably means Mishum Mishus Bezdin, the first white line on the bottom of Lama Namaran. My Lama Mishum Mishus Bezdin means Hefke Bezna Hefke, that there's no Isa Lahazik. Whenever you don't violate the Isa Lahazik, there's no Chiyav Tashlumin in disagreement with the Brisa Poskim B'Vesa. And Gemara says, no, not true. Rabbi Yudah doesn't disagree. And for the Gemara, no, Efnei Shehu, lo, Mishum Mishus Mitzvah. The Tanya, we have a Ferish Brisa that says, Rabbi Yudah Aymer, it doesn't say Mishus Bezin, Hefke Bezin Hefke. Mishus Mitzvah. But Rabbi Yudah also agrees that even if it's Behet, they still have to pay. Let's see. Toshma. Kole Lusham, we're still questioning, is it true or not? We have a Brisa. Kole Lusham, Mutorim Lekalkol, Mishus HaRabim. Rashi says, Kigon, Poskim B'Vasei Megorfim B'Arasayim, okay. Kolei l'shomru nachamol mutorim l'kalkol b'shusaram him zikach hayovim l'shalem. That's the brisa from before. Poskim b'vaseim yichayv to pay. Rabbi Yudah Peiter. So it said beferish Rabbi Yudah disagrees. Rabbi Yudah disagrees. So it comes out that this, the first Mishnah, the top Mishnah Laman Amar Aleph, is a repeat of the Mishnah Chaf Ches Amar Aleph. Nigmari asked Tarti Lomali, what he need, the same thing repeated twice. The answer was given, Chodem Oysacham, Chodem Oysacham, even though it's Beheter, it's Hefke Beznefke, still Chayef to pay. Then you have this Mishnah says, Motzi Tivna Bekasho, who's about Chayef L'Shalem. So the Gemara says, should I say the Mishnah is against Rabbi Yudah? Because according to Rabbi Yudah, there's a certain season of the year, Shas Hatzos Volim, there's a certain season of the year when you say Hefke Bezna Hefke, you're allowed to leave it in the street. And Rabbi Yudah holds that even though Bishus, and Rabbi Yudah disagrees, he holds if it's Bishus Bezdin, then you put them from paying, not like the Mishnah on the top. So that's what the Gemara is asking, should I say that this Mishnah is against Rabbi Yudah, because the Mishnah sounds Hamotzi Tivna Bekashay, any season of the year is Chai Ben Iska. And according to Rabbi Yudah, there is a season of the year that is Mutter. Shasta tells well, a certain season of the year in the middle of the winter that is Mutter to leave the Tevin Bekash in the street. And Rabbi Yudah L'shitasa would hold out Yepata from paying. So it comes out this Mishnah is the look of Rabbi Yudah, where it won't come to an end. You have a lot of Mishnahs like Rabbi Meir against Rabbi Yudah. They're just asking the question. And if the Gemara, no, on the last line, Amram Nachman, Sin Shad Lo B'Shas HaTzaz Vol, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah also agrees, only one certain of the year, certain season of the year, 2-3 months, probably in the middle of the winter, that we allow, but not all year long. So the Mishnah goes, Shalom B'Shas HaTzaz Vol, and Rabbi Yudah will also agree that Yechai, but B'Shas HaTzaz Vol, Rabbi Yudah will take a disagree, he'll hold that you're Potter. we won't necessarily paskin like him. We'll probably paskin like the Gemara before, the Braisa before. Apal pisha b'shus chayav l'shan. But Rabbi Yehuda will disagree with that. Sure. That is the Gemara. Rabashi Yom, Rabashi disagrees. Tevin Bekash is worse. Tivna Bekasha Tanan Mishum de Misharke, because they're very slippery. So what does Rashi say on top of Chikom? Rabbi Yehuda Bezebo Kom, Motzi Adam Ziblo, Shein Enoch Lechlach Hachle Koka. That takona, that we allow you to leave. Motzi Adam, what does he say? B'shasa, it tells all about the Motzi Ziblo Lishusarab. But Tevna Kasha is slippery, so that the Rabbi Yehuda would not permit. Yehuda holds as a Tanai Bezna, Takona Hefker Bezna Hefker, you're allowed to be Motzi Ziblo Lishusarab, but not to be Motzi Tevna Kasha. Okay, so it's a shaila whether the Mishnah is the look Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. Okay. Then what does it say in the Mishnah? There's an Iso Loi Sigzol. You're not allowed to take someone else's property. So I forgot to bring a watch. Anybody have a watch?
11:38.
Pardon me?
11:38.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So the Mishnah has a din. A man hamotzi yitiv nevakasha l'shusarab n'huzik mamacha chay b'nisko v'chol akoyde behem zochem. Whoever wants can take my tev and the cash that I leave in the Rishus Rab. What kind of shtick is that? Why are they allowed to steal? What happened to the din of Lai Sigzal? Kalakoyde Bem Zocha is a penalty with the Rabbanan. Hefke bezna hefke. In Atara, there is no such thing. Even if I do wrong, I park my car in your driveway. So you have a right to steal it. You break into the car and you drive it away in New Jersey. I don't know where it is. You have no right to steal it just because I did something wrong. So why here it says in the Mishnah, Hamotzi Tivna Bekashai, so it says Kalakoyde Behem Zocha. Everyone has a right to take it. So this must be a penalty with the Rabban because he did Shaloi Kedin. So the Gemara has a Machlekes Amoraim, how far did they make a penalty? They want that crime should not pay. They want to penalize the criminal. We're talking about Shaloi B'Shas Haitzah Zvolim. Shas Hatzah Zvalim, Rabbi Yehuda says there's a period of time in the course of the year, 2-3 months, that we permit you to put it. But the Mishnah is talking Shaloi B'Shas, that's what the Gemara said before. Masishan Shaloi B'Shas Hatzah Zvalim, you have no right to do it. So you did a dangerous thing, so the Chacham penalized you. What motivates people to do that? Because it's going to improve in value. It's going to be more value. He puts Tevin Bekash, it's worth $5 to feed it to Michael Behemah, but he's going to leave it there for 28 days, up until 30 days we allow you. The season is probably 2-3 months. But they only made a half bezna hefka kol shloshim yom, up until 30 days. So the first 30 days, if you leave it there, you don't penalize the guy that hefka bezna hefka kol akarim zocha. He did it beheter. But if he leaves it there, shaloi b'shas hatzoz volim, or he leaves it b'shas hatzoz volim more than 30 days, so then there's a penalty that kolakoidim bohem zoch. Efke bez nefke, you have a right to take it. So they wanted to deter people from doing this, from leaving it more than 30 days, or from leaving it shaloi b'shas hatzoz volim. So they made a penalty. So people are only going to have a havamina to leave a michshel in the street if they're going to gain by it. A person is not going to sin if he doesn't gain something. What's he going to gain? The thing is going to be mashgbiach. So if we'll penalize him, if we'll penalize the person who left the teb and the kash in the middle of the street, that kol hakoydim zocha on the shevach, on the, originally was worth $5, now it's worth $25. So we say hefke bezne hefke kol hakoydim zocha. Whoever wants can grab $20 worth of it, so it'll only be worth $5 like it was worth in the beginning. So that would be enough of a penalty. So that's what Ziri says. B'shvochan avalei begufon. They never made such a penalty that he loses everything. He loses the $5 that it was worth when he left it in the street. No, now it's worth $25. So you can grab the extra $20 worth. So because of that penalty, that would be enough of a penalty to deter people from doing that. from leaving it more than 30 days or from leaving it in the street, shaloi b'chasar tzazot, any other season of the year. And Rav holds no. They had a motivation. The Chachamim, the Tanaim, had a consideration. They want to penalize the fellow, and they want to penalize me, can't take the shvach. So once they made a penalty, they went all the way with the penalty. So that's Machlekes Rav and Ziri. How far did the knas go? Maikon b'fligi, the Gemara says in the first line, what's in the kudus Machlekes? Rav sabe kantzu gufam mishum shvachan, Ziri sabe lo kantzu gufam mishum shvachan. They both agree, really, it should have been enough to make the penalty on the shevach. You didn't have to make the penalty on the gufa dova, on the original $5. He was going to lose all the shevach, so he's not going to do it next time. He'll already learn his lesson. He's not going to gain anything. Why should he sin if he's not going to gain anything by it? So really, that should be enough. But Rav holds, no, once we made a knasa, we go all the way. Freg di Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, how can you have a machlekes, Rav and Ziri? It says in the Mishnah, "Hafechas agola b'shusar, who's a b'amacher chayav b'nizkoi." That's the last line in the Mishnah. Chayav b'nizko, and it doesn't say v'lo kol hakodim zochel l'ktan. It doesn't have that line in the Reisha of the Mishnah. It says if you leave tefen v'kash and the b'shusar and kol hakodim zochel. The last line in the Mishnah is "Hafechas agola." Doesn't say kol hakodim zocha. Why not? The answer perhaps is, maybe the answer is, that golol is not going to be mashbiach. They used to use golol as a fertilizer. So if you leave the golol in the street, it's not going to get more valuable than before. If you leave tevin v'kash will rot away because of the hiluch, the drisas ragle adam and ragle behema, and it'll collect soya on it. So the $5 worth of tevin v'kash at the end of the 29 days will be worth $25, but the goal is not going to be mashbiach. So the Gemara says that's probably the reason. Isn't that a raya that Ziri is right, that they only penalized the shvach, they don't penalize the gufad? Here there is no shvach. And for the Gemara, no, Rav can insist that the Reisha of the Mishnah says kol hakodim emzocha goes on the Sefer as well, even though the Sefer is a different, by us is printed together in one Mishnah. Probably in the Mishnah it may be a different Mishnah, but still, the statement kol hakodim emzocha from the first part of the Mishnah applies to the last line of the Mishnah as well. And for the Gemara Tana the Reisha, it says in the Reisha kol hakodim emzocha, well, in the Sefer, maybe the penalty even applies in the Sefer. Gemara, it's not true. There's a Beferish of Braisa that spells it out that it's not so. But Tani, Allah, we have a Braisa commenting on the Mishnah. Balamor writes different types of Braisa. Sometimes a Braisa was written like a Bartanur, written as a commentary on the Mishnah. Most of the Braisa is written independently. He says that the Braisa is always introduced either with the word Tana Rabbanan, or Tanya, or Tana. So he claims that the word Tana is a technical term that's introducing a Braisa that was written as a commentary on the Mishnah. Anyway, this one was written as a commentary. Freg di Gemara, v'hatani Allah, you have a Braisa commenting on this Mishnah, it says beferish by the Golol. Asur mishum gezel. You can't say that the line in the Reisha that says, kol hakodim zocha, goes on the Sefer as well. There's a Braisa that says it doesn't go on the Sefer. It says Asur Mishum Gezel. So the Gemara says, no. Kiktan Asur Mishum Gezel. Akulam Aslisin Koilosu Shikodim Mizocha. No. It doesn't go just on the Hoifechas Agolo. Not that. In the Reisha, Kolokoidim Mizocha, Hefke Bezna Hefke, penalty. There's a Knas on the Shvach. And in the Sefer, there is no Shevach, there's only the Golo. So it says Asur Mishim Gezel. No. Asur Mishim Gezel and the Braisa goes on the whole Mishnah. But it's not true. It says Beferish Kol HaKodim Zocha. It means Kol HaKodim Zocha. Whoever gives it first, it belongs to him. Itam Hefke Bezna Hefke. And no one's allowed to take it from him. You shouldn't say that it's Hefke Lakol. Whoever wants, it's a free for all. And even after someone grabs it, someone else can grab it from him. No. Whoever Zocha first keeps it, and it's an Isa Gezel. And for the Gemara, Kikton, Asur Mishim Gezel, Al Kula Maslis and Koi. It doesn't only go on the Golo, Asur Mishim, it goes on every case. When it says in the Mishnah, Kol HaKodim Zocha, Lo Osu Shkodim Zocha, no one's allowed to take it from him. It's not that Liyad Lam Voyed, it's Hefke. Feg the Gemara, no, but the Braisa doesn't say like that. There's a Braisa that says Beferish, and the Reisha, it says Kalakad Behem Zocha. And the Sefer, by the Golol, it says there's no Kalakad Behem Zocha, Mashum Shem Gezel. And the Reisha, it says, is Mutam Shem Gezel. The Sefer, by Golol, it says Asum Shem Gezel. Can't say Asum Shem Gezel goes on everything, and it means from the one who grabbed it. So Gemara said, Beferish a Braisa. Vahaloi Katani Hachi. Probably a misprint. It should say the Tanya, not the Tanan. There's not a Mishnah. The next one is a Braisa. The Tanya Davshtein. And what's it? Tibin the Kashu. Shabbos one of us. My Machachai Beniska. Cholokad Bamzacha. Mutam Shem Gezel. Hafechas Agol B'Shem Sam. Who's my Machachai? Bosam Shem Gezel. So it says in the Ration Mutam Shem Gezel and say for Osam Shem Gezel. So you can't say Osam Shem Gezel goes on the whole Mishnah. It goes on the one who grabbed it. No, it only goes on the Golol. So don't you see Beferish that Rab is wrong? That they were only made a penalty, a hefke bez nefke. They only penalized, you're allowed to take the shvach. They never penalized, you're allowed to take the gufa dover, the original thing. So how can that's what Ziri said. How can Rab say that the penalty was bein beguf and bein beshvacha? And for the Gemara, no, that's not a kasha against Rab. Amram Nachman by Yitzchok. The answer is simple. Golo Karam is yes, Genga Kasha, Rav, on the last line of Mishnah. Arumia is a Kasha. You're asking Astira and Rav from the Bryce of Gold. Dobshesh, Lashvach, Konsul, Gufim, Shum, Shvach. Dobshesh, Lashvach, Lakonsul. The original penalty was on the Shvach. But once they made a penalty on the Shvach, so Konsul, Gufim, Otto, Shvach. But in Golo, there is no Shvach. So there's no room for any penalty at all. Sure. So now the Gemara, on that assumption, now the Gemara has a suffix. Boy, who they had a suffix. The Divya Hamid comes to Gufa Mishum Shvach. And if you all like Rav, that there's a penalty even on the Gufa Dover, Otu Shvachon, is it only after there is a little Shvach? Or even before any Shvach? Since if you leave it there for 29 and a half days, there will be Shvach. It'll be start of $5, now it's worth $25. So even right away, they made a penalty. Whoever wants Kalaka and Mzacha, you have a right to grab the tevin and the kash. That's the Gemara Shalit. Boiler. Divra Mekonsu Gufa Mishim Shvach according to Rav. Is it La Alta Kassini because it's Oimei to have Shvach? Or the Chimaisi Shvach Kassini? You have to wait till the Shvach develops and then there's a Knas on the Shvach. So the Gemara says Toshma from the Havamina. From the fact that we had a Havamina. Biniko Irina and Golol, we had a Havamina to think that it's a Kasha against Rav, that according to Rav, that the penalty is even on the Gufa Dover, so they thought that it was a Kasha from Golo. So they gave an answer, they said, no, there is no Shvach there. But originally they thought that was a Kasha, so from the fact that there's Amin, you see that Rav Shita, Konsul Gufam, begins taketh miyad, even begins before any Shvach develops. So Gemara said, what kind of a Rai is that? But this by proving from the Havamina. The Havamina, we misunderstood the whole thing. We thought that they didn't. The Gemara said, the Tisbara, does that make sense that you're proving from the Havamina? Ki Arina Golol, when we asked Akasha, when we originally brought up a Havamina to ask Akasha against Rav from Gol, that was Mekamed the Sharam Nachma Yitzchak. Before he gave the answer, I will have busted the Sharam Nachma Yitzchak, me even the member Golo Klau. Then there's no room here, there's no Kasha from Gol. So it's a Shiloh. So we're not sure. According to Rav, that the penalty was only made when there's going to be Shvach. Is it when the Shvach already developed, or if it's Osidli or Shvach, they already made a penalty? So the Gemara says, let me kitanoi. Should I say that this machloikis, Rav and Ziri, were the Konsul Gufa Mishum Shvachon, it really would be sufficient to make a penalty on the Shvach to serve as a deterrent? Because people are not going to gain, they're not going to sin. But do you say, once there's a case where the Shvach, so then they even made a penalty on the Gufa Dabra or not? Should I say that the machlekes is Rabban Zira, the machlekes is Rab Meir, and the Chachamim and the Braisa? So this is a famous Braisa. Why is it famous here? Take a look. The Chachamim Maimrim, machlekes are Meir and the Rabbanan. Rab Meir has a Knas, and the Chachamim don't agree with the Knas. So Taisus has a famous line here. There's a big Taisus, the Chachamim Maimrim. So the last two lines it says, V'oimari, Adi Paskin. Usually, usually you should paskan like the Chachamim. But we have a Gemara, Klal, Halacha Keramer, Big Zeroysov. Rav Meir was very strong in psychology. He must have had a PhD in psychology. And he knew how to make a Gzeira. So when he disagrees with the Chachamim, we will paskan like Rav Meir, even as a Yachid. Halachic Rav Meir big zayros. So Tosfos says we have a tradition from the halachas gedolos and from the Rishonim, from the Gaonim. Halachic Rav Meir big zayros of a low biknasos of not in a knas. So this is an issue of a knas whether konsu gufan otu shvacha or not. So Tosfos says we paskan lo konsu gufan mishum shvacha. Okay, we paskan against Rav Meir because this case is a knas and it's not a gzer. So they tell you where to look in the Rambam, the tiny letter Dalet. So it says Dalet, where is it? It's in Rambam Hilchas Malva Valoiva Ba'ayin Mishnah Lamelech. That's very unusual. Ayin Mishnah Lamelech, a lot of times it says Ayin Lacha Mishnah, Ayin Kesa Mishnah. They'll often have that when it's here. Take a look over here. The Ayin Mishpat and Lamed Aleph, Amen Aleph, Ois Mem Hei. So it says where the Rambam is, V'ayim b'magam Mishnah b'lechem Mishnah. It means that there's a shverer Rambam. There's a problematic Rambam. He seems to contradict the Gemara. So look in the Magam Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah, Delfar Amphir. Here, the Mishnah Melech, there's no shverer Rambam. The Mishnah Melech wrote a long essay on the Gemara. Has a long, one of the longer, you know, every so often there's a very long, Mishnah Melech was written as very long, long essays. And then the author of the one who wrote the Me'am Lois was kind to us. And he broke down these long essays that went on for pages and pages. He broke them down to small paragraphs. And he rearranged it. He arranged it. So he puts one paragraph over here, one paragraph over there in this Rambam. And when he wrote the long, when the Mishnah Melech originally wrote the long essay, so he'll write, Kamavur Baramam La'ela, Kamavur Baramam La'halon. So a lot of times the Me'am Lois will put in parentheses, it's no longer la'el and la'halon, because he took these long essays that were pages and pages, and he arranged it according to the halachas in the Rambam. So a lot of times, what's the kamon was la'el, a lot of times la'el is la'kamon. So he changes it, and once in a while, there's a long Mishnah Melech that he couldn't break down to. So here's one of the long ones. There are longer ones later. There are longer ones, but it goes on and on, and goes on to pages. There's nothing else on the page. Only Mishnah Melech here, it's not that much, but it's pretty long. So he has a discussion on this price. Leimi Kitanoi. Yeah, that's a famous Mishnah Melech. This Tesis, V'chacham Emaimrim. But that Mishnah Melech is famous, even people that don't know Baba Kama, but this Mishnah Melech, this Tesis with the Mishnah Melech, they do know. So what does the Gemara say? Leimi Kitanoi. Should I say that the Machleik is between Rab and Ziri, what it comes to Gufon, Otu Shvachon, it really should have been sufficient to make a penalty on the Shvach. Because Eidanim Chaytav Aloy Loif, he's not going to gain, he's not going to, it'll serve as a deterrent. But maybe you should go all the way and make a penalty. So there's a Machlekes Hatanaim, Shtar Shekosu by, what's the Aver of Ribbis? A Pasuk in the Chumash, you're not allowed to take Ribbis. Who violates the Aver of Ribbis? So if you wouldn't know the Mishnah, you would have thought the Malva did something wrong. The Loiva didn't do anything wrong. Let's say I sneak into your house and I steal something. So the Ganav did an Aver. The Nignav didn't do an Aver. So if I cheat you by charging you interest, I did the Aver. I'm the cheater. You're the victim. You're the honest, you're the innocent victim. So what Aver did you do? So the Mishnah says, no, the Loiva also violates the Issa Ribbis. The Loiva is not allowed to agree. I has him over a barrel. He wants to borrow money, he doesn't have credit in the bank. The bank is not going to lend. So he goes to the next door neighbor, yes, do me a favor, lend me $100,000, I have to buy a house. Next door neighbor says, I'll be happy to lend you, but I'm going to charge you interest. The bank charges 10%, I'll charge you 5% interest. They'll do him a favor. They'll charge him 5% interest. So that's Rav Chaim Volozhiner has on Pirkei Avos. So he says, Kodem Matan Torah, these were three independent things. Avoida means hakrovas hakarbonis. You can be makro karbonis, whatever makes sense to you. Milas chasana, whatever makes sense. So let's say, koidem matan Torah, if the bank would charge you 10% interest and you come to me and you ask me, could I do you a teva, I should lend you $100,000 and only charge 5% interest. I'm doing a big mitzvah, milas chasana. But after matan Torah, the avoida with the milas chasana are regulated according to the Torah. So you can't have three independent things. Torah avoiding Gmilas Chasadim. The avoiding with the Gmilas Chasadim, you can't bring carbonas whenever you please. There's an Issa Bama sometimes, and you can't bring a Bamum, and you can't bring a Mechusar Eva. You can't bring certain carbonas. So you're restricted. How do you do your avodah? How do you do your gemilas chasod? So the Mishnah says at the end of it, it's very strange the way Azar Neshach is written. The last, yeah, when you learn Perek Azar Neshach, you have to start from the last Mishnah. The last Mishnah tells you who's in violation of these. So it says the Malveh for sure is in violation, then the Loiveh is in violation, then the Sarsur, the lawyer who matched the two people up. The lawyer heard that I have to borrow $100,000, and he knows wealthy people who would be willing to lend me the money if I'll be prepared to pay interest. So the lawyer has set it up. The Shatren violates Lifnei B'Disita Mishol, but he's also in violation of La Sisim Rolav Neshach. He's the one who arranged it. Then the Sefer who writes the Shtar, and the Shtar says how much ribis there is. Then the Edom who signed the Shtar, they all violate the Sisa. Then the Malva violates two Isurim, the two different Lavim. Al Tikach Miicha Neshach V'Tarbis, you only violate it when you collect the ribis. And Lo Sisimer Olam Neshach, he violate right away. When I lend you the money, and I give you the $100,000, and I say, I'm going to charge you 5% interest. So that's what the Gemara calls Shuma Milsehi. The Shuma means when I make the Tzitzas Haribis, before I even collect a penny, even though later on I don't collect it. If I don't collect it, I'm not in violation of Al Tikach Mita Neshach V'Zarbis. But the first Isur of Lo Sisimer Olam Neshach, the Gemara says Shuma Milsehi, violate right away. So that's what the Bryce is discussing over here. Shtar shekasa by ribis. So Tyson is going to discuss what do you mean? It says he lent him $100,000 at 5% interest every year, accumulating interest on top. It says everything spelled out, or it just says Reuven or Shimon $110,000, $105,000. It doesn't say $100,000 Karen and $5,000 ribis. Doesn't say what. So Taisa discusses that. Is it stoma or is it mefurish in the shtar? We'll get to it. So the Braisa says shtar shekasa by ribis. So min haTorah, you're not allowed to collect the ribis, but the keren you can collect. Not only can you collect the keren from the loive, you can collect the keren from the lukuchas. Let's say the loiv is all karka to the lukuchas. That's a mulvi bishtar. It's a kosher shtar. It's a mulvi bishtar. A kosher shtar, part of it is bavera. Part of it says that there's ribis, so that part you have to ignore. But the rest of the shtar says he lent them $100,000 at 5% interest. So the $100,000 is a mulvi bishtar, so you can even collect from the lukuchas. So that's what it says. Konsum also, Reb Meir's opinion is we penalize him. Ain't a guy v'leis akerim v'leis aribis. He can't collect anything, even though the loiva admits that he owes the money. The loiva admits that he borrowed $100,000. So Taisa says he doesn't have to pay anything. There's a penalty to the malva. Why do we penalize only the malva? Why don't we penalize the loiva? The loiva also violates the avera. If the din would be the malva violates the avera, the loiva is the victim. So I understand why you penalize the malva. You don't penalize the loiva. Didn't do anything wrong. He's a victim. But the Mishnah says, the last Mishnah, Perek Azar Neshach, says that the loiva also violates the avera. So why do we only penalize the malva? Why not the loiva? So that's what Tosis and the Rishonim talk about. Motzino haloiva chayte v'niska. The last five lines in the Tosis shtar sheish baribis. The Tosis raises that question. Okay, they work on that. There are a lot of questions here. So Nachama. So there's a penalty med the rabbanon. Min haTorah, the shtar sheyesh bo ribis is a valid shtar. The ribis you're not allowed to collect. Ribis you're not allowed to collect. What's the din if you went ahead and you did collect ribis? I'm mechuyev to give it back. So that's a machlokes Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Elazar. And the first half in Azel Neshech, second half, the first Amar Aleph in Azel. So near the beginning of the parak. Machlokes, and the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan was the Rebbe of Rabbi Loza, and the Gemara says a daf later we pass like the Talmud, we pass like Rabbi Loza, the Ribbis Ketzutza is Yotze B'dayon, that he has to give it back. The pasuk says Al Tikach Mita Neshach Usarbis, then it says V'Cheyach Yichimach, that Hadaleh Keich Nenech Badoch. If he did take Ribbis, you have to give it back. So the Gemara says there a Shaila, if a Malva lends Beribbis to the Loibes, so he violated. He violates right away. Does the Malva get Malkus for lending Beribis? So lab sheyesh ba maisa, he lent them the money. So you should get malchus. But we have a klala, lab inita klesa ein loikem alof. So according to Rabbi Lozer, whom we paskan like the ribis kitzutza yotze b'dayonim, then the Gemara says that the lav that the malva violates is a lav anitik la'esei, so he won't get malchus. But if the din would have been like Rabbi Yechanan, which it isn't, that the din would have been the ribis kitzutza is not yotze b'dayonim, then there's no such no chiyuv to give it back, then it would have been a regular lav. So the malva would be loike. The Gemara quotes a brayse, there's a machloekes satanoi, whether you're loike. A malva beribis, whether you like it. So we pass on like Rav Lozer that ribis kitzutzi yotze b'dayonim. It's a mitzvah to give it back. So it's a lava nita glase. The lava nita glase is on the malva. What about the edim? The avera that the edim violate, or the leiva violates the avera. He has a mitzvah. He has a mitzvah to do what? To take the when he pays the ribis. As a mitzvah to harass the malva to get it back. He doesn't have any mitzvah. The lava nita glase is only on the malva's anita glase. So would you say that the loiva violated the lava? Lav sheyesh b'maisa. He borrows the money. He takes the money. He agreed to borrow the money from the malva. Would you say that the edim sign on the document, that the sefer writes the document, that's a lav sheyesh b'maisa? So the sefer and the edim and the sarsur and the loive, the only one is ain't a loike, is the malve. He's the worst one over here. The malve is he's the criminal, and the loive should have thought that the loive is the victim. So we say no. The Mishnah says they're all loive. So the gabi, the malve, there's no malchus, and gabi the other people, there is malchus. So the Mishnah Melech, that long Mishnah Melech goes on and on and on. So Mishnah Melech quotes a machlokes Rishonim about this. So he quotes the Sefer HaChinuch. He often quotes the Sefer HaChinuch. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, if the main person over here, the main criminal is the Malva, and the Malva doesn't get Malkus, and Mistaber, nobody else gets Malkus, even though they're not, for the Legabi, the other people, it's not a Labanita Glese, but Hasrona Sanis, they can't be that they're more Chomer than the Malva. And then he quotes in the Mukhi Yosef in Perek Hazel Neshech on the side of the Rif. Like over here on Bava Kama, there's no Ran, there's a Mukhi Yosef. So there's also on Bava Masir, there's the Mukhi Yosef. So then the Mukhi Yosef writes that the others are Pasal La'edus because it's a Lav Sheyesh Bo Malkus. So the simple wording of the Mukhi Yosef is that he's in disagreement with the Sefer HaChinuch. Then the Mishlam Malik had a big Bikias in Sparta Shachranim, some of them we never even heard of. The Shach always quotes all these, and the Marchash, and all these, we don't even know what the Rosh Hashanahs are. Okay. But the Pnei Moshe, he has all the Sfardish Shachranim. So he quotes some of the Sfardish Shachranim, say that the Mukhi Yosef never meant to say. Mukhi Yosef's Lashon is the Edim who sign on the Shtar Ribis get Malkus, so they're posulated. So some Achranim say he didn't mean necessarily to say that the Edim get Malkus. He meant they violated the Naver their rights. It could be that the Mukhi Yosef also agrees with the Sefer HaChinuch, that if the Malva himself doesn't get Malkus, how can the other, he's the Iker Balaver, he's the main criminal. And the Edim who are Tofel over here, they're going to be Loikes. It could be that he agrees with the Sefer HaChinuch, nobody gets any Malkus. But he just meant to say that they're Pasal Edus. Yeah. But why did the Mishlam Malach originally think that you take the Lashon of the Mukhi Yosef literally? Because the Rambam writes based on the Riv. In Hilchos Edus, Kroivim Apostle Edus, and the Mishnah discussed to what extent everybody is a tenth cousin, everybody's probably interconnected unless someone is a Ger, so he's not related to anybody else. I remember once there was a conference of OU Mashgichim. So there was one Mashgiach, a very sharp fellow, comes from England every year to the conference, very sharp. So, oh, your name is so-and-so, are you related, before he even said who, he says, no. So I asked the guy, how does he know? He doesn't know who I'm going to ask. He says, he tells me he's a Ger. He's not related to anybody. He's a very snappy guy. He says, no. Yeah. So Kroivim Apostolatus, There's a limit how far. So the Mishnah is discussed how far the Kriyat Pasala is. And then a Rosh is Pasala is. What's the definition of a Rosh? So the Chumash is just as a Tashas Hatkaram Rosh Elias Eight Chumas. Eight Chumas means a person who compromises on his principles, Machmas Chimud Mamad. That's called Rosh de Chumas. Let's say he was brought up Orthodox, he knows he's supposed to eat kosher food, but kosher food is much more expensive than non kosher food. So he eats non-kosher, Elchem Nevelis L'Teyovim. He eats non-kosher because he saves a lot of money. He works. He has a job, he works on Shabbos because he makes twice as much money. It's going to be a Shem Shabbos. He won't make a living. And so on. Whenever a person, or a person is a ganef, or a person once gave Eid Shekah because they paid him to testify falsely. So that's a Rosh Hashanah Chumas. So that's Pshut Hashon Mikra. Tashit Satchem Rosh Hashanah Chumas. You don't accept testimony from a person whom we know compromised on his principles, Machmas Chimud Mamon, because he may be lying now. It may be someone paid him money to testify falsely. We know that he compromises on his principles, Machmas Chimud Mamon. And then there's a Machlekes Tesis quotes, Machlekes Habay Berov and Sahedrin Daf Chav Zayin. That's the Tesis of Chacham Emaimim. There's 6-7 lines from the top where it says Sahedrin Daf Chav Zayin. That's a famous case. That's one of the 6 Yalkigam cases that the din is like Abaye. That's Mem. The Mem of Yalkigam, the Lamed of Yalkigam is Machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam what it is. But the others, most of the others, maybe all the others, are clear because the Gemara tells you at the end of the Machlekes Abai Barabba, the din is like Abai B'Yalkigam. The Mem is Mum Areichel Nevelus Lahachis. Means he's a reformed Jew. Not Lahachis, he wants to give God a heart attack. He's eating the chazan. No. He was brought up reform. He doesn't compromise on his principle. It's not one of his principles. He wasn't brought up with kashrus. So we don't see that he compromised on his principles. So we don't have any raglaim ledover to think that he may give Eid Shekah if they're going to bribe him, if they're going to pay him money. But he just, he's a balaber. He doesn't keep kosher. He doesn't keep Shabbos. He makes a fortune of money with Shabbos, without Shabbos. But just he mows his lawn on Shabbos. Not that he goes to work on Shabbos. Nobody goes to work on Shabbos now. He mows his lawn on Shabbos. Doesn't keep Shabbos. So that's a machlekes Abai Barov. And we hakaim olan kabaye. The mumarichel nevedus lahachis. Even though it's not machmas chimud mamon, is also pasaleidus. That's how we paskin. So the Rambam quotes from the Rif that a mumar lahachis is pasaleidus only one who violates a loy sesa sheyesh ba malchus amisa. Because in the Chumash you have a pasuk ashehu rosh alamus atikach. How does it say? A sikha kaifer the nevesh yotzeach ashehu rosh alamus. You're not allowed to take kaifer that he should be potter from he'll give a lot of money to charity in order that they shouldn't give him the death penalty. Give a lot of money to charity that they shouldn't send him into Ari Miklat. So it says you don't do that. So the pasuk ashehu rosh alamus, one who's chai misa, is called the rosh. Then it says, so the Torah uses the expression Rasha by Misa and Rasha by Malkus. Gemara said there's a Gezer Shavah, Rasha, Rasha. So the Rambam quotes from the Rif, the only Rasha Pasaleta, Rasha de Chamas, a Rasha de Chamas is Pasaleta even if there's no Malkus. A Rasha de Chamas is Pasaleta even if there's no Malkus. But if it's a Rasha de Lav de Chamas, we pass on like Abaye. So the Rambam says that's only if it's a lav sheyesh bo misa or a lav sheyesh bo malchus, because otherwise it's not called the rosh. So the pashtus in the Muki Yosef is that the Muki Yosef says that the Aiden who signed on nishtar shekosa by ribis, he assumes like Tosfos the Aiden will be posel aedus, and he says because they're like it, they get malchus. The simple reading and the Muki Yosef is he agrees with the Rambam and the Rif. That the only apostolatus, a Rosh of the Lab Dacham, is only apostolatus if he does an Aver Sheeshba Misa or Sheeshba Malkus. And he says over here, the Eidim will be apostolatus because it's Yeshba Malkus. It's a Lab Sheeshba Mais. So then the Mishlah Melech quotes some of the Sfaradish Achraim say they don't think the Mishlah Melech meant that. The Mishlah Melech probably disagrees with the, perhaps, not probably, perhaps he disagrees with the Ramam and the Rif, and he holds whenever you violate any Aver. A Rosh Dalav the Chomas is Pasala Aedis, and you don't even need Malkus Amisa. But he wrote a Lashon, the Aedim Aloike, the Lav Davke Aloike, meant it's an Aver Deraisa. Whenever a person violates an Aver Deraisa, even not Machmas Chim and Mamet, he'll also be Pasala Aedis. So that's part of the long Mishnah Lamelech. That's part of this story. So that's the Tosis over here assumes that Davar Pashut, that since the Edom is signed on the Shtar, and the Mishnah says, the last Mishnah in Perkei Zaneshech says the Edom Hashtar Sheyesh Bo Ribis violate an Avera, so they're Pasul Le'edus. So Tosis assumes like that. So then Tosis says, how can you collect from the Lekuchas based on the Shtar? The Shtar is Pasul, because the Edom is signed Pasul Le'edus. By signing on the Shtar, they do an Avera. So they're Pasul Le'edus. It's a Milval Pet. It's not a Milval Bishtar. The Shtar is not a Kosher Bishtar. That's Pasul Le'edus signed. That's Tosis Kasher. So the Mishnah Melech raises this question: are the Edim loike? He quotes from the Sefer Achina: the Edim are not loike. Just like the Malva is not loike, the Malva is not loike. The Gemara said because we hold Zalav and Nita Glasik, because we don't pass like Rabbi Yechon, we pass like Rabbi Lazar, that we biskitzutza yotze b'dayonim. So it's a labanita glass. The Gabi, the Edom, there is none labanita glass. Eh? But the Sefer Chinuch wrote a svara that if the main criminal is not loikas, and mistaba that the others who are less in violation, the Edom and the Sarsar and the Sefer and the Loive, mistaba that they're also enam loikas. If they're not loike, so luchari they should be kosher leidus. So why is Tosfos so convinced that they're pasul leidus? So then the Mishnah Melech quotes in his long, long essay there, he quotes some Sfardish Achrayim, not the regular ones, the ones that we usually don't look in. So he quotes his Sfardish Achrayim, who say that if a person violates an Avera Deraisa where there's no Malkus Amisa, true he's not Posoletus Min HaTorah, but he would be Posoletus Min HaRabbanan. A few Sfardish Achrayim say like that. But then they raise an issue. The Gemara says, Misachik Bikuvia is only Pasul Eidus Medirabbanan. There's a Mishnah in the third Perek in Sanhedrin. Ve'elahem Apsulim. Mishnah lists off Misachik Bikuvia, Mafricha Yainim, Malva Beribis, a whole bunch of people. And Tosis points out that all the people are just Pasul Eidus Medirabbanan. The Mishnah is only listing up Psuliatus Rabban, it's not listing up Psuliatus Deraisa. So then the Gemara says that whenever a person is Psuliatus Rabban, he's only Psuliatus if he chrizu alov, if there was no hachraza, if the Bezin didn't publicize the fact that he's a Psuliatus, then he won't be Psuliatus. So he is, so the Mishnah Amal quotes the Kasha. So what was the whole Kasha that was bothering Tosfos and all the other Rishonim? The Shtar should be worthless. It should be treated like a milva balpeh. How can you collect from the lekuchas? Min HaTorah, the shtar is good. You collect from the loiv and from the lekuchas. Midirabbanan is a machlokes. Red Meir Nachum. Do you say konsu guf and otu shvachan? Konsu the keren otu the ribis. The ribis for sure is not allowed to collect, but maybe they should even penalize on the keren. So the Mishnah Melech quotes this whole discussion. But if there's no Malkus, so there's only Pasulatus when they're Rabbanan. So whoever is only Pasulatus Rabbanan, you need Hachroze. So he talks a lot about that. So when we learned Sanhedrin, Rav Soloveitchik thought, I remember when Rabbi Rakefet got married, so he said Chasna Torah. So he liked Rav Soloveitchik's shiur. That was the year that Rav Soloveitchik learned the beginning of Sanhedrin. So he enjoyed the shiur so much, he just said over Rav Soloveitchik's shiur. So remember, he felt compelled to speak. They say it's Chasam Torah in Yiddish. He didn't speak, I don't think he speaks now a good Yiddish either. So he didn't speak a good Yiddish. That's a brachana Yiddish. So his father, Rabbi Rakev's father, used to work in the post office. So he invited some of his acquaintances from the post office. The goyim are standing by. And you see all the rabbis, Rabbi Lifshitz with a long beard, and Rabbi, all the different rabbanim, all shaking back and forth. And he's talking this to brachanis. They didn't understand one word what's going on. So he asked his father, "What's he talking about?" So the father says, "Shh, he's talking about gamblers." They thought he's crazy. guy's about to march down the aisle, he's talking about gamblers, and all the rabbis are shaking their head back and forth. He was saying, oh, Rabbi Soloveitchik, shir on the gamblers, why the Mesachim and Kuvia is possible. So Rabbi Soloveitchik explained, this, the Mishlei Melech doesn't quote anybody who says like that, but it was a very strong svar. He thought that it's not that pshat, anyone who's only posleitis mirabbanon only becomes posleitis mikanal abba after hachrozen. You need a hachrozen. He thought that it's only on these cases, because minatoira, he's not posleitis because of an aveira. The Rambam writes, if a person is mechalal Shabbos and a melacha deraisa is posleitis minatoira. Person mechalal Shabbos and a melacha derabbanon posleitis minatoira. You have to know that he's bemezid. Maybe he didn't know that it's a malacha. But if a person does an aveira midirabbanan and it's bemezid, so he becomes posleitis. So Rav Soloveitchik thought if he's nipsal ala edis because of an aveira, you don't need achraza. Call the tikkun rabbanan came the rice of tikkun. These people in Mesachei Bekuvia, the Gemara says, maybe asmachta kanya. Maybe kol ki hagab nalav asmachtahu. Maybe it's Moira Heter over here. So Tosis explains why these Mesach Mikuvi, Malvi Berivis, Mafricha Yainim, Tosis there in the third paragraph explains why they're not Posolatis Menatur. So when they pass them at the Rabbanon, it's not because of the Avera that they did. No, the Avera, it's all B'shegeg. And you can't pass it because of Avera. They made a declaration, one is a Malvi Berivis Posolatis, one in Mesach Mikuvi is Posolatis. So the Bezin has to label him as a Mesach Mikuvi. So that's why you need hachraza. But if it's a psul edis because of an avera that he did, the Rav Soloveitchik thought that you don't need hachraza. That would fit in very well with these rishonim, because the Mishnah Melech there works very hard on this. What happened to the hachraza? He quotes a lot of Rachem. What happened? There's no hachraza over here. So why is Taisa so convinced that it became psul edis? Who says that there was hachraza? Maybe they didn't make a hachraza. According to Rav Soloveitchik, the rishonim read very well. You don't need hachraza here. Even if it's only posoleitis from the Rabbanim, because there's no malchus, but still you don't need achrozah on this. So that's the topic that the Rishonim discuss. But the Gemara thinks lemi ketanoi. Should I say the machlekes Rav and Zeiri, where the konsu guf and otur shvachan is the same as the machlekes over here, where the konsu on the keren or to the ribis? It's not the same. On the ribis there's no knas. On the ribis it's a din deraisa, you don't collect. So it's not exactly the same. The Gemara says you can distinguish in either direction. Amalach Rav, I know they am apila Ragabanan. Amalach Ziva, I know they am apila Rav Meir. Each one can distinguish. Okay, so we'll leave off over here. So what's the plan? I won't be here Sunday. I have to go to a wedding. Monday we'll start Chazara. Maybe we'll finish this topic. Okay. Maybe we'll finish to the Mishnah. Not too much left. Maybe we'll finish this topic to the Mishnah, and then we'll start the Chazara. So the Chazara starts from where again? Chav Gimel Amud Beis? Mishnah the Bat. Mishnah the Bat. Okay, good. Very good. Thank you very much.
You're saying the topic.
I'm good in Shabbos, you too.
The topic in the beginning of you're wearing water and mud that is hizik something.
Yeah. So how's a guy gonna get injured from the mud?
So I have shot. My brother is allergic to cool and cold water. But cold water, you're tired. If it gets on his skin, he breaks out in welches, and it's very painful for him. Like in the snow, like you see, he wears these. He's totally covered. He can't touch snow at all.
Wow. Okay. There's such a thing. How come I ask you? Analogy. Okay.
Even if the Mugiyosef holds a bead and don't get malchus, does that necessarily mean that he holds that you don't need to do an Israel to Shingeshba malchus to be Pasal Ages? Maybe they even don't get malchus, but still the law they violated is a law Shingeshba malchus. Maybe a law Shingeshba malchus wouldn't be Pasal Ages.
Could also be. Okay.